A deceptively simple stone chapel nestles in an oak grove on the campus of Texas Woman's University in Denton. The chapel in the woods is believed to be the finest collaboration between noted Texas architects O'Neill Ford and Arch B. Swank, Jr. Ford and Swank designed the small, non-sectarian chapel in 1939. They had a budget of only $25,000, but an army of laborers. Construction trainees in a public works project for the unemployed called the National Youth Administration built the chapel. The architects aimed for a style that was both modern and indigenous. Early buildings of the Texas frontier inspired the chapel's design and materials. The block-like exterior is made with rough-cut and beautifully laid fieldstone. The sloping roof is constructed with seamed metal. The chapel's interior walls and archways are finished in red tapestry brick. The interior also reflects the architect's and trainees' attention to detail. Wooden beams are stenciled, and the entrance doors, altarpieces, and the end of the pews are hand-carved. The architect's brother, Lynn Ford, designed delicate brass light fixtures. 11 stained glass windows, rendered by the college's art students, commemorate women's roles in society. They feature quotations from famous women such as Jane Addams, Marie Curie, and George Eliot. A rose window above the entrance uses Texas wildflowers as motifs. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt attended the chapel's dedication in 1939. Decades later, the building still speaks strongly of its time, but its message is timeless. Attention to detail, art, and craftsmanship translate as quiet spirituality. The Texas Society of Architects recognized the chapel in the woods in Denton with an honor award.